When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, live in effect from 1040 O Street, The Ticket, the Mecca of Sports Radio in this great state of Nebraska and the capital city of Lincoln. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Kurt Ferentz was big and heavy in the first couple segments, but we are going to move on to just a little bit of Husker football, and obviously with Dylan being named the starter, I'm assuming eventually the team will start to look towards UTEP. Obviously, camp is either broken or will break pretty soon. Obviously, with school starting, it just comes to it's obviously a pretty competitive camp. But I started to think of a couple position groups or rooms, however you want to look at it, opportunity versus pressure to step up and collectively or individually play well so they can have a positive impact on the season. Before you guys give yours, the two that I have, pretty much the two position groups that look at each other the most in a practice. And I would say the linebacker position and the running back position, just because they are the two groups that don't have the perceived known factors yet. I think I have a good idea based on last year, like a running back room, I think Emmett, and if Gabe's healthy with Vermeer and Dante Dotto, that's a pretty, I like that mix, as far as what Coach Rule and their identity is. You have a different body types, running styles. I think they can do that, but still nobody's really had a lot of experience. I don't ever use a lack of experience against players, just because I'm probably more biased because I had to go from zero experience to getting experience. The other position is inside linebacker. Now that in a 3-3-5, it's kind of just two, I think, because the one is like a jack, where he's kind of playing, on the ball a lot. And they play different versions of it. And let's be honest, there's a lot of nickel defense, though, too. Which, I think Bullitt coming back. Obviously, Javen is out indefinitely, but hopefully he's able to come back at some point in time. But I think the guy that really stepped up last year on the sneak and came really in the first game against Minnesota on special teams is Mekhi Gabert. I think he's number one, which with Coach, Corey, the way coach, he changed his body last year. He looks totally different than he did before. And that's you got to give him props as far as him being dedicated and embracing whatever the new regime is. And then also for the wait staff to finding a plan that's obviously been able to, affect him in a positive way. But more importantly, give it up to the staff of Coach White and where they came in. And if you do what you need to do and you compete and make plays, they'll find a role. And as you continue to do things in a positive fashion, you could earn some playing time. Now you got to think, he made one play or one bigger play on special teams on the road at Minnesota. I think he did the same thing against Colorado. Somebody might got dinged up, and then next thing you know, he's playing regular defense and led the team in tackles. Then you saw him periodically, at some pretty good lengths at different positions. So I think that experience helps him. I will say the two that I mentioned, they have got to start the season out well, because even though you got Shavers coming, he's still inexperienced. So you want to make his transition as smooth and easy as possible, but then also they want to play well. So my two groups, kind of the same, like looking at each other, looking at the same. You got a ton of opportunity and pressure. You got options and no answers yet, and we'll see what those answers are as the season goes. But I think those two position groups, when they look at each other, both have the same, potential and I guess pressure. And I only view pressure as when you're not prepared. And I figure they'll be prepared.
I'm gonna circle this now and repeat it all season long. Nebraska has to be excellent at big boy fat man football.
Right.
Like they just have to be exceptional up front. Like, and it doesn't, you can have all the skill position guy, all the divas and all the playmakers. But if your big boys aren't dominant in the Big Ten Conference, you're going to struggle.
Right.
It gets more difficult. You have to win from the middle of the field out. That's just football, especially Big Ten football. So tell me that the big boys defensively find their footing. Tell me that they become dominant. Tell me they become line of possession, line down distance removers. They need to be special up front. And then offensively, from the middle of the offensive line out, they have to protect their playmakers. They have to do it. So everybody else, linebackers, they'll do as well as the big fat guys up front let them be. Defensive backs, if there's pressure up front getting home at four, there's more DBs back there to pick people off, and the linebackers can make plays in space. That's what I want to see.
Austin?
Offensively, y'all left me the layup, quarterback.
Yeah,
better, the team will not be better.
It was every position but quarterback, I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay.
Well, but listen, considering your quarterback, Anthony Richardson, got punked by Cam Taylor Britt and company in a co-practice, I'll let that slide.
He got punked. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, non-quarterback. Because
I feel sorry for you.
Fine.
I feel sorry for you, though.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have empathy for you.
You won't feel sorry for me come week one, but that's okay. We'll circle back to that. Offensive line running backs would be the first two for me. I'll be different, say wide receivers, right? Nebraska looked like it was on the right path last year with what you got from Jalen Lloyd. Malachi Coleman has moments here or there. But you got two legit go-to guys, I think, in Banks and Nayer, as long as they both stay healthy. So, yes, line has to protect. Yes, run game has to be better. I'm the kid that'll throw it 400 times in a Madden game. So I would like to see Nebraska pass to set up the run. I think that's kind of Satterfield's goal. Pass, score points, run at the end of games to ice it. Mm-hmm. And then on defense, I'm going to go the Jack linebacker spot specifically. I know the inside linebacker two is unsettled. There's a competition there. But Nebraska hasn't had that playmaking kind of outside linebacker that's a versatile piece that can put a hand in the dirt and rush, that can stand up and rush, they can drop into coverage, make a play, that's pursuing on the far side and making a play. It's been a minute. I know Princewell had a decent, start to his career last year. Does he step up? We'll see. MJ Sherman, is there more in that tank? Or I know a guy that a lot have been excited about on the inside linebacker spot is Vincent Shavers out of the state of Florida. But what about Willis McGahee IV? There's bloodlines there. There's athleticism there. The staff brought him in for this Jack position. If he's ready to make an impact as a freshman, you got to win games this year. Put him on the field. Let him make plays if he's ready.
Yeah, it's a catch-22, but I think, they've done a good job recruiting and stuff, and I like that. I didn't really think of Jack, but I think if MJ takes a step, just being familiar, comfortable, for him, it's just getting in where you can really just kind of, sigh or, just kind of release a deep breath that, you're not in that pressure cooker of Georgia where you can get caught up in that gray area of being not super young, not super old, but right in the middle. I think here he's, found a home, and he seems like he's more comfortable as a leader. So hopefully that, leads to, production on the field. But I think you always need more than one, right? And obviously if you have, multiple, and I guess you could throw Jamari Butler in there and all different guys, James Williams, on third down. I look at the Jack position as an outside rusher on third down as well. If you could get, you know, MJ and then Princewell, and then obviously with James Williams, and I guess if Jamari Butler as well, and then multitude of guys, Willis McGahee the fourth, then you're able to continue to roll line different body types and linemen in there. And then obviously it allows, you know, Tony White to do his thing. So that's a huge position. It's a playmaking position.
And it hasn't been recently. It needs to be.
And you got to get in. Now, you got to, in order to make plays, you got to get in those positions. That means we got to be obviously more efficient and take advantage of getting in the red zone and scoring opportunities on offense. We got to play complementary football in all three phases. And then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When we get a chance to get off the field in a series or two before, like before what I call money time, meaning we need to get hits on the quarterback, getting them off the spot, potentially a sack or an interception or whatever, you got to do that. Because what you do early in the, let's say, fourth quarter or early in the second quarter going into halftime leads to success late in the half or late in the game and more opportunities where you can really, really be aggressive and be calculated on your risk that you take defensively, and every defensive coordinator likes it. So yeah, those are, I like those positions. And then we got a text line here. Number one, my man Al says that Iowa State game is big for Iowa this year. Essentially, fans are split on Kirk and his offense. Losing the Cyclones could speed up the retirement talk quickly. Dang, you know, it's like, for what have you done for me lately? And then from Huskers P, he says, no, I noticed no talk of Thompson from Syracuse. You know what? You know, I stand corrected. You know, I think he came in, needed to get in kind of Nebraska shape. I think he's got done that. And then if he can continue to get familiar of being the player that they probably hoped he was in Lancaster County versus Syracuse, New York, that not only adds depth, but then it also adds a potential guy that started before. That you won't have a drop off. So everybody needs to step up as we get closer to the season, or we are very close to the season, and you know, pull their weight.
Three important transfers, I think, have all gotten better reviews later into fall camp. Micah Mazuka, right, was, you know, he's not living up to standards in spring. He's got their probable start at right guard. Hearing better things about Dante Dowdell, and Stephon Thompson seems to be on track for what they expected.
Yeah. I mean,
it take them that long to acclimate as upperclassmen that have been around, you know, some pretty good programs before? Are you surprised it took them that long? What do you
think?
It's
different.
That?
I mean, the things that you do differently is just
the verbiage. The verbiage was a real issue coming from offenses that don't necessarily communicate the way Satterfield is and planning to do. And then remember, you got a new gunslinger, and where he wants you and needs you to be offensively, one, how he throws behind his offensive linemen, what windows are going to be open, what angles is he going to have to throw at based on the route combinations in play. Yeah, two of those dudes really need to pay attention to what's going on. It was going to take them a while. As a matter of fact, I think I would circle, you hope that week two is where it starts to really see them at their best, because it's going to take them a while just to get used to it.
Yeah, you got to get in sync. I think when you're in this transfer portal, you know, like, you're getting calls and stuff for what you do at said school. I talked about this with O'Shawn. And so even though you're a really good, it's tangible. That means we can get on the internet and we can watch it. We can get tape of you playing Power 5 football, obviously, in this case. The biggest thing that needs to happen is you got to look at, okay, well, how did the tenure end, right? I think Stephon was hurt at Syracuse. So then you're probably in rehab mode. You didn't get to play in the bowl game where they got embarrassed, but he didn't get to get all those practices. And then you come here and you got to think, school starts a lot later than when I was in college. We're right after New Year's. They're almost at the end of January. So that's a lot of time off. Then you got to get into a more intense weight program with guys that are ahead of you because they were here last year. So, and then also, you know, you got to get used to, Nebraska does a great job. Big shout out to Dennis LeBlanc and Keith Zimmer. They do a great job of academics over there and holding guys accountable, along with like the coaching staff supporting it. So now you got to do that. And then the pressure of being the new kid, even though you've played, you know, not every 5-7 team has 5-7 talent. So you could show up places and there'd be some guys that could play. Then you got to catch up. Then, oops, here comes spring ball. So you're playing catch up. Then finally, you're able to gain some ground. And then now you're in consistent and constant football mode. And then that's how they're able to show, at least in my opinion, how they're able to show some progress.
Their role for Genitone as inside backer this year? See it your way? What do you think?
That's a lot.
It's probably, I mean, special teams would be key because I know he can run because he almost won the 100.
Sprints, yeah.
And there was some guys that could roll back then. So he, you know, he's a hell of a fight athlete. It's probably a little bit of a step up coming from Montana. Not as big as people perceive. I just think he needs to get used to playing in this type of system, which is drastically different. You can't get away with some of the stuff maybe than before. But you know what? Look, if I was talking to him, I said, listen, no, don't look no further than number 52. You be the guy on special teams, make some plays. All of a sudden, we got to start putting him in the game. And I think young kids, and we got a couple minutes. Young kids, I mean, for people out there, I know that there's a video of Warren Sapp talking about him being on practice team before he came in as a tight end. And we got actually a little bit of a trivia question there to give out some tickets to the autograph sign on February 6th. But that has to do with that. If you think that you're not going to put your time in and being on a practice squad or run down on the special teams, I'm just telling you right now. From Grant Wisdom being on special teams, I think there's a poster around here of when we played at home. And the front line was this. It was Jay Foreman, Grant Wisdom, Phil Ellis, Doug Coleman, and I think Clester was on the front line. Clester could probably clarify when he's on WTF. That's five starters in the front line on kickoff return. And then everybody else was because we had our two starting, you know, running backs and all that. So you got to play, but that's how you have to earn your stripes if you want more playing time, if you're not starting. Because if you can't play, let's just say 12 plays without a lot of thinking, you know, there's not, I mean, yeah, you got to read the kickoff and, you know, return and see, but you're not doing a lot of checks and you're not worrying about a blindside blitz or a cat blitz or, you know, you don't have to cover a slot receiver, then come down and fill and run and take on a guard, even though you are running into high speed chasing into a head-on collision. If you can't do that or not willing to invest in that as a special teams player, when you haven't earned the starting spot yet, you're sadly mistaken, because then I'll play devil's advocate. Let's just say that you are the player that you think that you are, right? And you pan out to be a good player in college. And you get either drafted or get an opportunity to go to the NFL. The first thing that you're going to be doing to in order to make that team, and just not make a team, to even get considered to be even on the practice squad or get it to what we're about to watch tonight is week three, which is I call it the sphincter muscle week. Sphincter muscle week, because that's when your butt's puckered up tight because every play counts, right? Especially in the games. That's the first place you go. That's the first coach that you have to make sure that's willing to, you know, like Wade Phillips said, you know, pound the table to keep you on the team. Because generally, no matter, unless you're drafted super high, you're not coming right in and starting over anybody at the professional level. So what you're doing now will actually set you up for the future, if you have that. But you're not gonna go anywhere for going from. Essentially, I always say you're not gonna go from prom to prime time. I mean, it happens. There's great players. I mean, look, you can always say, "Well, Randy Moss did." Okay,
there's
good
one.
For Randy.
Peyton Manning did. Okay, well, there's two gold jackets. Well, you know what I'll say? Ray Lewis didn't start right away. He plays special teams, you know? So, okay, then what? He has a gold jacket. Warren Sapp told the story. He was a tight end. Got his butt kicked every day. He took the opportunity because he wanted to play to go to defensive tackle. It worked out well for him. But he played and redshirted and put in his time. So, all that matters. But yes, for him, you know, I think look, I always say, look, man, go out there and knock some people out on special teams and make some big plays. Own the crowd, then you will own the coach's eye. So anyways, we're going to take a quick segment, come back, or a quick break, come back. Next segment, we're going to talk about this week three in the NFL preseason.
Hey, man, trades already happening.
I know. We're going to talk about that.
They wilded in the streets.
I know. And then here's what DP did. He sent me about the dude that I thought actually was going to be a good compliment to McLaurin, and then they sent him up to Philly. Knowing, hey, listen, they traded him to a place that he don't have a chance in hell playing. You know what I'm saying? This is what are you doing? First of all, I know Dotson been out in Chocolate City too much because he got an afro and his lip is getting black. So I know what he's doing down there. He's doing too much.
Yep.
And they said, you know what, you're doing too much, so we're gonna get you out of here real quick. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.